This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Supporters of a ban on flavored tobacco in Denver now have a 6-to-1 fundraising advantage. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has given another big donation, this time more than $1 million to the anti-nicotine campaign called Denver Kids vs. Big Tobacco. The city clerk says that ups his donation to more than $2.7 million to the cause. Groups against the ban, including vape shops, have blasted those donations. They call it a billionaire trying to buy Denver votes. More Coloradans are speaking out about what the Affordable Care Act tax credits mean to them as the government shutdown continues. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Democrats want the subsidies, which help people afford health care, to be extended. So far, majority congressional Republicans say no. Chelsea Baker Houck runs a consulting business and relies on the state's marketplace for insurance. It helps her pay for a number of medications for a heart condition that came after she developed long COVID.
I wake up every single day worrying about health care and how to pay my bills. And I go to sleep worrying about that every single damn day.
She spoke on Zoom at a news event hosted by First District Representative Diana DeGette. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
35 school districts in the state missed at least one financial benchmark in their audits over the past 3 years. That's a sign that the districts might have trouble covering all their costs in the future. 7 El Paso County districts are on the list, along with metro area districts in Adams and Arapahoe counties and one in Pitkin County. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.